Look at part 1. Task 1. Listen to the students Ingrid and Mikkel discussing the best way to get across the city. Answer questions 1 to 3 choosing from different means of transport A, J. You will hear the conversation only once. You now have 15 seconds to look at task 1. Now we are ready to start.
So why are you keen on going by tram? It'll be very crowded in the rush hour.
Well, because it always keeps moving, even when there's heavy traffic. So at least we'll get there quite quickly.
I think I'd rather go on the metro, really.
I don't fancy that.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, it's summer, so it's going to be really hot down there. And for another, it gets too crowded.
So what about going on the bus then? I know it's slow, but it's cheap.
Actually, what I'd most like to do is sail down the river.
That's a good idea. We can ride to the harbour on our bikes, put them on the boat, and be in the other end of town in half an hour.
Right. That's sorted then.
Now you have 15 seconds to complete task 1. Task 2. You will hear a teacher talking to a group of students. For each question, 4 to 10, put a tick in the correct box, A, B or C. You now have 30 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
And now I'd like to tell you about some of the activities that we've arranged for your last weekend. Now that the course is finished, you can relax. And I think you'll be very interested in what we've got planned. As usual, tonight is Friday night down at Sam's Disco. Tonight's going to be a bit special, not because it's your last weekend, but because Sam is 30 today and he'll be having a big party down there. Hey. So, from 8:30 this evening, Sam's Disco will be the place to be, and it's half price before 10:30. Now, for those of you who are interested in football, we've arranged a football match against the students of Henry's College. We usually hold the match on the beach, but this time it'll be in South Park. If you're a footballer, go there at 2 o'clock tomorrow. It's opposite the new sports centre, and it isn't difficult to find. Afterwards, we thought we'd all get together, both colleges. We tried to book the local pizza restaurant, but unfortunately they couldn't take more than about 12 people. Instead, we've decided to have a beach party. We'll meet back at the college and set off together at about 5 o'clock. We've managed to persuade a couple of guitarists from the local pub to come and entertain us. Sunday will be the last social event, and we're having a picnic in Thornton Forest. Everybody should meet at the college at 12:15. We'll walk to the station and take the 1:15 train to Thornton. It's about a 20-minute train ride and then a short walk to the forest. And it looks like we're going to be lucky with the weather. The teachers will bring all the food, chicken, salad, bread rolls and plates and things like that. Everybody seems to have their favourite drink these days, so we'd like you to provide that. Don't worry about the glasses, though. We'll bring along some plastic cups. There's a small lake in the middle of the forest, which we always visit. It's not deep enough to swim in, nor are there any fish there, but it is very beautiful, so do bring your cameras. It's lovely just to sit and relax by the water after walking there. We'll return home before it gets dark, so we should get back at about 6:30. Now, are there any questions?
Now you have 15 seconds to answer the questions, then you will hear the recording again. Now listen again.
And now I'd like to tell you about some of the activities that we've arranged for your last weekend. Now that the course is finished, you can relax. And I think you'll be very interested in what we've got planned. As usual, tonight is Friday night down at Sam's Disco. Tonight's going to be a bit special, not because it's your last weekend, but because Sam is 30 today and he'll be having a big party down there.
Hey.
So, from 8:30 this evening, Sam's Disco will be the place to be, and it's half price before 10:30. Now, for those of you who are interested in football, we've arranged a football match against the students of Henry's College. We usually hold the match on the beach, but this time it'll be in South Park. If you're a footballer, go there at 2 o'clock tomorrow. It's opposite the new sports centre, and it isn't difficult to find. Afterwards, we thought we'd all get together, both colleges. We tried to book the local pizza restaurant, but unfortunately they couldn't take more than about 12 people. Instead, we've decided to have a beach party. We'll meet back at the college and set off together at about 5 o'clock. We've managed to persuade a couple of guitarists from the local pub to come and entertain us. Sunday will be the last social event, and we're having a picnic in Thornton Forest. Everybody should meet at the college at 12:15. We'll walk to the station and take the 1:45 train to Thornton. It's about a 20-minute train ride and then a short walk to the forest. And it looks like we're going to be lucky with the weather. The teachers will bring all the food, chicken, salad, bread rolls and plates and things like that. Everybody seems to have their favourite drink these days, so we'd like you to provide that. Don't worry about the glasses, though. We'll bring along some plastic cups. There's a small lake in the middle of the forest, which we always visit. It's not deep enough to swim in, nor are there any fish there, but it is very beautiful, so do bring your cameras. It's lovely just to sit and relax by the water after walking there. We'll return home before it gets dark, so we should get back at about 6:30. Now, are there any questions?
Now you have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of part 1.